Track 9, more news stories. Young driver sentenced for cyclist death. A young car driver who caused the death of an experienced cyclist during a bike ride across Dartmoor has been sentenced to a suspended jail term. Company director and father of four, Blue Ramsey, was fatally injured in the collision as the car driver was making a three-point turn on the A382 near Chagford in August 2024. Footage showed how Blue had ridden over a humpback bridge and was in the centre of the road, but was unable to avoid the car as it pulled out in front of him. District Judge Stuart Smith told Exeter Magistrates Court that this was a tragic collision. He told driver Jack Price, 24, it was a catastrophic failure to take proper care on the road, which had permanent consequences, which were devastating for Blue's family. The court heard Blue of Brandeis Park, Oakhampton, suffered catastrophic injuries and died in hospital 18 days after the collision. Price of Oakhampton Road, Exeter, who has no previous convictions, admitted causing death by careless driving. Blue's widow said she had told him to go carefully before he went out with friends to ride a circular route around Dartmoor that sunny morning. She said in a statement that they met aged 17 and spent 35 years together, and Blue was a highly intelligent, practical, common sense man who made them feel safe and loved. Price, who was aged 22 at the time and had a clean license, tried to help at the scene and called 999. He was full of remorse and guilt over the collision. DJ Smith told the court, "I recognise that no sentence I pass can begin to compensate for the loss." He sentenced Price to 6 months in jail, suspended for 12 months, and ordered him to carry out 100 hours unpaid work, and Price has been banned from driving for 15 months.
Thousands sign up to save Little Poland. Nearly 10,000 people have signed a petition calling on the government to step in and save Teambridge's own Little Poland. The future of the Ilford Park Polish home at Stover, the country's last remaining hostel for Polish veterans who served alongside British forces in the Second World War, is in doubt. It was opened under the Polish Resettlement Act in 1947 as part of the Winston Churchill promise that Britain would never forget its debt to Poland. But the number of people living there has dwindled to the point where its owner, the Ministry of Defence, has begun a consultation on its future. Local campaigner Jerry Bird launched the online petition on the official UK government website, meaning that if it surpasses 10,000 signatures, it will trigger an official government response. It currently stands at just over 9,700. If it does reach 100,000 before it closes at the end of November, it will be considered for a debate in Parliament. Mr. Bird's petition says, "We call on the government to fund the continued operation of culturally appropriate retirement provision to Polish veterans and their families. Such homes provide culturally specific care for elderly residents. The last home of its kind, Ilford Park Polish Home, is due to be closed. We call on the government to provide funding to ensure there is culturally appropriate retirement provision for Polish veterans, such as the Ilford Park Polish Home." He said, "It's such an important issue. This has been a big piece of local history since the end of the Second World War. At its peak, the Stover site housed 600 Poles in basic barrack blocks and a shared central hall. The original care home on the site fell into disrepair, and a new one was opened in 1992. It has Polish-speaking workers along with a Polish priest. Polish food is served to residents and national holidays are celebrated. The home can cater for up to 95 residents, but it currently houses just 40. The MOD consultation says the numbers have been declining steadily in recent years. COVID led to a higher death rate in 2020-21, and new arrival numbers remain low. The MOD is encouraging anyone eligible to move to the home to do so, but it has made contingency plans to work with the charity sector and the local authority to source alternative accommodation for the remaining residents, which will be funded by the MOD. A review of occupancy will be carried out next year, which is the 80th anniversary of its opening, with closure expected by 2028 if there are not enough people living there to support a viable community.
Holiday Park's major fundraising effort. Guests, staff and supporters at a Tinbridge Holiday Park have raised more than £14,000 for Rowcroft Hospice. Fundraising events at Coughton Holidays near Dawlish have included puppuccinos, bingo beats and a coast path challenge. The final amount raised, over £14,000, will help fund care for 8 hospice patients at home. The milestone total exceeds the 10,000 target by 40%. Coughton brought people together through a series of creative and engaging fundraising events. These included a car wash, puppuccino stand, cake sale, and a sponsored walk from Rowcroft to Coughton Holidays along the South West Coast Path, alongside team participation in the Torbay Half Marathon. Celebrity events also played a key role, with funds raised during Coughton's 50th anniversary fun day, bingo beats evenings, a stand at Dawlish Celebrates Carnival, and a dog show held during the Coughton American Car Show weekend. Lisa Whittaker, corporate fundraiser at Rowcroft Hospice, said, "We are incredibly grateful to everyone at Coughton Holidays, as well as their guests and the wider community, for their fantastic support. It was a real pleasure to join the Coughton team on the walk along the South West Coast Path, which was such a special way to bring people together for this cause. To raise over £14,000 is an amazing achievement and will make a real difference to the patients and families we care for across South Devon. We've seen firsthand the difference Rowcroft makes to families across South Devon, and this was our way of giving something back. It's been amazing to see our team, guests and local community come together and support such an important cause."
Young people invited to apply for residential. Young people interested in environmental careers are being invited to apply for Dartmoor's Future Skills Programme this autumn. The free, fully funded initiative will take place from Monday, October the 26th to Friday, October the 30th at Shallowford Farm and is opened to 16 and 17-year-olds with an interest in working in green spaces. Participants will gain hands-on experience through a range of practical activities, including archaeology, peatland management and wildlife surveys. The programme offers opportunities to network with industry experts and meet other young people who share an interest in the environment. The initiative is funded by AMEX through the UK National Parks Foundation and by the National Lottery Heritage Fund. For more information and to apply, visit Dartmoor National Park Authority's website.